奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来查考路德记。
Those who are here on Wednesday evening must have recognized that we gave a brief introduction to Ruth.
星期三我们开始介绍路德记。
And we also asked a very important question.
我们也问了一个很重要的问题。
Was it right for Elimelech and his family to go to Moab because of the famine in Judah's in the land of Judah?
从以利马勒他们一家人从犹大搬到埃及是对还是不对的？
This is a very important question.
这是一个重要的问题。
In other words, did God actually approve it?
神同意的。
Did God approve it?
是神曾经同意过他们。
But if you look at these consequences, we can see that God did not seem to have approved the departure of Moab.
看圣经的记载，似乎神并不同意他们搬到。
Consequences.
由他们的结果看，他们神并不同意他们搬到摩押地。
And of course, we also said, oh, you can ask, like, if Naomi did not go to Moab, then the story of Ruth would not have continued. Some people can ask a question like this.
或许有人会这样问。
If Elimelech and the family did not go to Moab, then the story of Ruth would not have continued.
如果以利马勒跟他家人不搬到摩押地，他们神这故事就没有下文了。
But God is a God of almightiness.
但是神是一个全能的神。
He was able to turn something which is not good into something favorable.
神把不好的事情变成是美好的。
But when we read the book of Ruth, we need to learn the teachings. What are the teachings we can gather? For our cultivation, for our serving the Lord.
如果我们读这本书，我们可以从里面来学习怎么样来侍奉神。
If you look at some of the consequences we mentioned, for example, you know, as soon as Elimelech and Naomi and the two children arrived, Moab, immediately the father Elimelech died. You can see this actually is not God's blessing.
当以利米勒跟他家人搬到摩押地之后，以利米勒就死了，这表示说神并没有祝福他们。
And also, after that, the two sons got married to two Gentiles after the death of Elimelech.
然后他的两个儿子都娶了外邦的女子。
For 10 years, no one child was born to any one of them.
十年之间他们没有生下任何的后裔。
Was that God's blessing?
这也可以让我们知道神有没有祝福他们。
And after 10 years, the two sons died.
十年过后，这两个儿子也死了。
And then you can now see only left with Naomi, Ruth and Orpah.
那么剩下来就是拿奥米、路德还有俄尔巴。
Leaving the land of Judah for a Gentile land invited a lot of problems and calamities.
住在外邦的地方使他们经过很多的问题，很多的困难。
They invited themselves on this for themselves this kind of calamities.
这是他们自己找来的。
So we can see from here, if we look at the land of Judah as the church today, then we can see departing from the church definitely would not bring us good results.
那么如果说迦南地表示教会，离开教会一定没有好的结果。
Sometimes you can see the church can be with a famine.
有时候或许教会会遭到饥荒。
That would mean problems in the church.
会有问题.
And these problems, the famine can be problems, and problems can be in very different forms.
这个饥荒这个问题可能有不同的方式出现.
And the most serious problem in the church is human relationships.
教会当中最严重的问题可能就是人际关系.
If this is not done well, if the relationship between brothers and sisters is not good, then you can see that church cannot grow.
如果教会的兄弟姐妹的关系不好, 教会就不能够进步.
This can be like a famine.
就会像是饥荒一样.
Famine, you can see there will be no water, no food. And in the same manner, this spiritual famine can dry up many unrooted brothers and sisters in the church.
饥荒可以没有粮食，没有水， 这也是让很多的信徒缺乏灵粮。
Unrooted members, they will fall. Unrooted, 没有扎根的信徒。 And when they see, when they face with difficult human relationship, they will fall.
让那些没有根的信徒来跌倒。
For this reason, it's very important to make sure that the church is not in famine.
所以很重要, 不要让教会遭到饥荒。
Sometimes we cause famine in the church without realizing it.
有时候我们会让教会, 遇到饥荒, 我们还没有自觉。
This famine is spiritual.
这是一种属灵的饥荒。
Amos tells us so clearly, there's no food, not because of physical food, but because of lack of the word of God. Lack of the word of God, therefore, relationship between brothers and sisters would be, very bad.
阿摩斯先知说，你们遇到饥荒不是因为没有粮食，而是没有神的话。
This doesn't apply, this message of Amos doesn't apply just to the world, the people of the world who have not found the truth. It can apply to the TJC members too.
他所说的不单单指着世人没有神的话, 也可以指着教会来讲。
Actually, if you look at it spiritually, we are even worse if we know the words of God and we do not do as well as the other people who have not found the truth in terms of building relationship.
如果我们没有照神的话做, 那可能比那些没有神话的外邦人 情况还要严重。
Of course, relationship between non-believers among non-believers is very different from that of the believers with the truth.
那些没有不信神的人, 他们遭遇饥荒没有神的话, 那情况跟我们这些相信神的人可能会很大的不同。
Our relationship is not just human relationship. We must introduce God to be with us.
我们信徒的关系不单是人和人的, 也是我们和神的。
If our relationship among each other is with Jesus as well, then you can see there will be no famine in the church.
我们的关系如果跟主在一起, 就不会有饥荒。
So on one hand, we are responsible to make sure the church is always spiritually abundant.
So 我们彼此的关系应该常常要在主里头是很丰盛的活泼的。
On the other hand, if we face with this kind of problems, famine in the church, we cannot lift the church.
但是如果饥荒出现在教会里面, 我们还是不能够离开教会。
Some people say, because of problems in the church, therefore I depart from the Lord, from the church.
对，有人说他在教会感觉到饥荒, 所以想离开教会。
And then if we do that, obviously we'll be following the footsteps of Elimelech and Naomi.
如果这样做的话, 那就是我们步了以利米勒跟拿欧米的。
The consequences would be disastrous.
那个结果就会非常的不好。
So the first thing we can learn from here, obviously, not leaving God's household when there's a famine is the very important message.
所以第一个很重要的信息就是在饥荒发生的时候不可以离开神的家。
When the church is with problems, we are responsible. Don't point our fingers at others.
当我们教会出现问题，不要把手指向别人。应该知道我们也是其中的一份子。
Me first.
先想想我们自己。
Point it to myself. Everybody point it to myself, and you can see the church will improve better.
如果每个人都能够先从自己开始，那么教会就能够。解决问题。
So that is the first thing, huh? If you see problems in the church, you are responsible.
如果你看到教会有问题，那么你也有责任。
Don't complain, but solve problems.
不要抱怨，我们来一起解决问题。
Never depart from the Lord. Departing from the church is departing from the Lord.
离开教会就是离开神。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
So some people say, oh, I don't want the church, but I want Jesus. This is heresy.
如果有人说我不要教会，我要耶稣，那这是一种异端。
True, because the body, the church is the body of Christ. How can you say you want Jesus, but you don't want the church? I don't love brothers and sisters, I love Jesus. That is not in the Bible. This kind of message is not in the Bible.
所以如果你说你不爱教会，不爱教会里面的弟兄姐妹，爱神，这是不合圣经教导的。
Therefore, when there's a famine, we must look at ourselves. Maybe I'm the one who is creating the famine in the church.
所以如果教会发生饥荒，应该先看看自己，或许自己就是造成饥荒的原因。
I think if we look at this like this, then you can see there will be a lot of problems which need not to occur in the church.
如果能够这样去想，可能很多教会的问题就不会发生了。
The next thing we can learn, obviously, is not marrying Gentiles.
其次我们可以学习到的就是不要跟外邦人通婚。
The two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, they got married to Gentiles.
在这里，拿俄米的两个儿子，就是。马伦跟纪莲他们都娶了外邦人。
God was not happy, of course.
当然神非常不高兴。
Otherwise, why they were not given any children and they died without given any child?
否则的话为什么他们死了而没有任何的后裔呢？
10 years after getting married, not even one child born.
结婚十年了，却一个孩子都没有。
Of course, you can say this. You may say this is coincidence.
或许你会说这个是偶然的，但事实上是神的意思。
But if you look at the consequences, you can see this is not God's will for them to depart from Bethlehem to Moab.
但是我们如果看这个事情，他们离开伯利恒来到摩达地，这不是神的意思。
If you look at the consequences.
所以就是。
Elimelech died, no children, and the two sons died.
所以他们的下场就是，她丈夫死了，两个儿子也死了。
No children.
但没有儿子子嗣。
All these were indications of lack of God's blessings.
这里显示出来他们没有得到神的祝福。
Because in the ancient time, without a child is not a blessing from God.
Maybe
it's not in today's sense, but in the ancient time, it was not a blessing from God.
没有子女，这是表示神不祝福他们。
In the ancient time,
在古时候。
But today maybe it's different.
今天或许是不一样吧。
So you have to look at the context to derive teachings.
所以从这个故事里头我们可以得到的教训。
With a child or without a child, is it not a blessing or not a blessing?
有孩子是不是一种祝福呢？
In the ancient time, definitely a child was a blessing from God.
在古时候有孩子子女，这是神的祝福。
The message is very clear. Not getting married to Gentiles is what we need to teach.
那原因就是他们娶了外邦的女子。
Not getting to married to Gentiles is what we need to teach people.
我们不娶外邦人，这是我们应该教导别人的。
Gentiles getting married to TJC members are usually ignorant of the truth.
我们去娶外邦人，这是一个无知的行为。
Gentiles getting married to TJC members.
不信的人嫁到真教会的信徒的家。
Because they are usually ignorant of the truth.
他们不懂得真理。
So to them, it doesn't matter whether a person of a Gentile getting married to a TJC member or not. To them, for such a person, it doesn't matter.
对他们来讲，是不是嫁给真信徒是无所谓的。
In other words, the responsibility lies upon the TJC members, the true church members.
关键在于我们做信徒的人。
It is our responsibility.To make a decision to marry within the Lord.
那是我们的责任，要决定嫁娶在主里头。
This message is very clear from Old Testament to the New Testament.
这在新约和旧约里面都非常的清楚。
So getting married within the Lord is the teaching.
所以嫁娶在主里这是圣经的教导。
Therefore you cannot say a non-believer or a Gentile getting married to a TJC member is doing something wrong because they do not know the truth.
所以那些不信的人嫁给真教会的信徒，这不是他们的错，因为他们不懂真理。
So true church members are responsible.
这个是真教会的信徒要负责任。
Some people say you can preach to a Gentile by getting married to him or her.
有人说我们可以传福音给他们如果他们要嫁到我们家来。
No. 有人说可以借着这份来去传福音娶他过来再传给他。This is not right.
这样的说法是不对的。
We cannot say, I preached by getting married to a Gentile.
我们不要说我们娶她为了可以传福音给她。
In other words, getting married to a Gentile is not a way to preach. It's not found in the Bible.
因为要传福音给她才结婚，这不是圣经的教导。
But of course, somebody would immediately point out, hey, look, becauseYou know, our TJC members got married to someone, and therefore now the Gentile has been baptized. How wonderful!
So, because 某某人
somebody will say this.
有人会说某某人娶了外邦的人，让他来受洗，非常好。
Using this as an excuse is also not in the Bible.
用这种做借口，这不是圣经里面的教导。
Because how do you know that person, that TJC member, maybe when he got or she got married to a Gentile, he or she might not know anything about the truth of marriage, according to the Bible.
因为当他们要结婚的时候，他可能根本不晓得圣经的任何事，任何的教导。
真耶稣教会的信徒。Maybe God, because of that, after that he cried and shed tears. I've seen many cases, and then God forgave her.
那后来他
or her,
这位信徒他知道了，然后他流泪悔改。
And then God also changed, you know, that person to become a TJC member. This is special grace. You cannot take it as a general rule.
然后神感动对方，让他相信这是一个特例。
people who want to go against God's principle, they always have excuses. This is very, very serious.
对, 人常常用各样的理由来搪塞, 这是很不好的。
So preaching to a Gentile is not done by marrying him or her.
所以不是借着婚姻是让人家来信主。
Of course, we can talk about this on and on about marrying in the Lord according to the Bible.
当然我们可以从圣经来专门谈, 啊, 婚姻的事情。
But that doesn't mean that we are so special. Oh, you can see we are so special. It's not I or we that we see we are special. It's God who sees we are special.
啊, 我们不要把自己看得很特别, 事实上是神,
It's not true. Even in the ancient time, God said, "You are special people chosen by me." God says.
因为在古时候神说, 你们是我所拣选的特别特殊的族类。
We did not work for this special status in the Lord.
啊, 我们并没有, 啊, 让自己成为很特别。
It's given to us by God through the blood of Jesus during water baptism, of course.
啊, 那是因为借助耶稣基督的宝血使我们成为特别。
So we have to value and treasure this status.
啊, 所以我们必须要非常珍惜这样的身份。
But that doesn't mean that we don't love the other people who are not in the Lord. We love them. Otherwise, why do we go to Africa and other places to preach? Seemingly, physically, actually suffering quite a lot.
啊, 我们并不是说不爱那些不信的人, 因为 那就是为什么我们要到非洲去
We love him
even
more.
我们需要爱他更多。
This way we want to preach, we want to spend money and time, even the whole life, working for Jesus to preach to many more people. Is that not love?
所以我们愿意花更多的时间、精神、金钱，这不是爱吗？
God's way is always the best way. It's the only way.
神的 道路是最好的, 也是唯一的。
So we have to abide in the word of the Lord for blessings.
啊, 所以我们应该要住在遵守神的话语, 祂的道路上面。
But because of Ruth, though, because of Ruth after being married, she learned the truth about the one true God, and then God blessed her. God bless her so much.
啊, 路德后来认识这个独一的真神, 而神也大大的祝福他。
And God's abundant grace was clearly shown, showered upon Ruth.
啊, 神的恩典在路德的身上非常的明显。
This is God's love and God's mercy.
这就是神的爱。
But this has got a lot of spiritual significance as we study later on.
啊, 如果我们再去查考, 就会发现这里面有很多
Ruth 属灵的教训,
很多属灵的教训。
Ruth being a Gentile, now a believer.
啊, 路德从一个外邦人变成一个信徒。
Telling us we have to share the word of God, but not through these means.
表示告诉我们说我们
not the means of getting married.
不是因为婚姻才信主。
We need to really think about this so that we can make sure we would abide in the word of the Lord.
我应该好好来分辨才知道怎么样才能够遵守神的话语。
So God was able to turn a famine into abundance because of Ruth's spiritual qualities.
因为路德这属灵的特性使得神从饥荒变成大大的祝福。
When we study Ruth, you can see clearly it was God's blessing and God's mercy.
在路德记可以很清楚看到很多神的祝福。
So you can see from here, God did not seem to approve their departure to Moab.
所以神虽然没有允许祝福他们离开迦南地。
But because of Ruth, God turned the adverse situation, sorrowful encounter, into favorable abundance.
因为路德的表现，神把饥荒变成了他祝福的一个机会。
And then as we know, eventually Ruth got married to Boaz.
最后路德啊嫁给波阿斯。
And Obed was born.
然后便生出来。
And Obed became the grandfather of David.
那后来他成了大卫的祖先。
Grandfather, huh?Right, what can we learn from Naomi? We want to talk about a bit about Naomi here.
我们再来看看关于 Naomi 这个人。
What are the flaws or the mistakes that we can, you know, see in this person, Naomi?
Naomi, 他有什么样的错误？
Elimelech, we don't have much to say because he died so quickly. He must be responsible for leading the whole family into the land of Moab.
以利米勒因为死得很早，所以我们不需要讲他的错犯错的地方。
But、definitely, he also was responsible for the whole family's departure for Moab.
啊，他对他们一家人离开他们的迦南到摩阿地有责任。
It tells us that the head of the family is very important to make decisions in times of famine.
所以作为家长啊。他的工作是很重要，尤其是在饥荒的时候。
So Naomi had flaws. Naomi had problems, as his mistakes or shortcomings.
所以 Naomi 他有他的错误。
First of all, if you look at Naomi, she was somewhat confused, a very confused person.
他看起来是一个常常觉得很迷惑的人。
Confused. She did not know much, not very much. You know, many things that she did, she showed or manifested her status of confusion.
她做很多事情都表示说她有点糊涂。
But you think of the fact that Orpah and Ruth knew the one God, the true God.And this must be due to the teaching of Ruth, of Naomi.
但是路德能够认识真神，他这种认识一定是从拿俄米的教导而来。
Because after they have got married to the two sons, and then the Ruth must have taught them about the one God.
因为他的两个儿子娶了这两个女人，一定是路德教导他们认识真神。
Otherwise.They would have said this in chapter 1, Luke chapter 1 verse 10.
在路德记的一章第十节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 10.
一章十节。
And they said to her, that is the two daughters-in-law said to Naomi, surely we will return with you to your people.
那两个媳妇对拿俄米说，我们必与你一同回你本国去。
Not easy to say this. The main reasons, of course, in other verses.
要这样讲不简单啊，一定有原因。
For example, if you look at verse 16.
如果我们看十六节。
But Ruth said, you know, this is already on the way home to Judah. And then Naomi said, no, you go back to Moab.And then Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you, verse 16, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. For wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. 17, where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. The Lord does so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.Now, these two verses spell out so clearly. Ruth knew the one God, the true God that she believed in.
这里很清楚，让我们知道路德对于独一的真神，他认识得很清楚。
So can you see, Orpah and Ruth, the two daughters-in-law, they knew the God they worshipped after they got married.
所以他的两个媳妇在他们 跟了拿俄米十年之后，对于这位真神认识得很清楚了。
Remember, they are already on their way home. Both of them, both the three of them, Naomi and Ruth and Orpah, they were already on the way going back to Judah.
那时候他们三个人，拿俄米还有两个媳妇，已经开始往回，要回到迦南地的路上。
For Naomi is going back. For Ruth and Orpah is the first time, of course.
对拿俄米是回家，对于路德跟俄尔巴，这是他们第一次到那里去。
Then Ruth must have taught them so much good about God.
拿俄米一定教导很多他们很多关于神的事情。
But now why? Ruth insisted that you must go back. Verse 11.
十一节。
Why Naomi insisted that Ruth and Orpah must return to their own land?
为什么拿俄米要坚持让他两个媳妇回到自己的故乡？
Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Very confused. Confusion in his inner mind.
在他来讲，他是非常的迷茫，不晓应该将来会如何。
Naomi was confused. She told them, God is good, my God is your God. Otherwise, they would have said, your God is my God, isn't it? And then now, go back to Moab land to worship idols.
他一方面介绍真神给他的媳妇，另外一方面要他们回去他们原来的故乡去拜偶像。
Verse 12, he said, turn back, my daughters, go your way, and I'm too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, even if I should have a husband tonight, and also bear sons. Very confused. Verse 13, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourself from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. From these words, we can see Naomi was a confused person.
所以从这十二节十三节的说法可以知道，拿俄米他自己也感到前途茫茫。
Sometimes we are confused in the house of God, in the world.
有时候我们在这世界上或者在神家里头，
we teach people to worship the one true God. We teach people to do well.
我们教导人有一个真神要行善。
We teach others to say, "Hey, you must love each other."
我们教导别人应该要彼此相爱。
But you who teaches others, who teach others, you do not love others.
但是你这样教导人，自己却没有这样做。
Confused.
他也是迷惑了。
So the confusion is very clear. Ruth must have taught the two daughters-in-law to worship the one true God, and now she said, "You go, don't come with me."
所以拿俄米一方面教导两个媳妇要认识真神，一方面告诉他们不需要来跟他。
Was it right for Naomi to have said this? You know, when she said to her daughters-in-law to persuade eventually Orpah to return to Moab. If you look at verses 11 to 15, you can see clearly. Eventually, what happened? One of the daughters-in-law, Orpah, departed from her and returned to Moab.
从十一节到十五节，我们看拿俄米所说的那段话，结果呢，就是俄尔巴回去了。
Look at verse 15, especially verse 15, this confusion.
在十五节这里，
混乱啊 ，confusion, very confused. This man, her mind is very confused. Verse 15, and she said, "Look, your sister-in-law, that is Ruth, has gone back to her, Orpah. Your sister-in-law, Orpah, has gone back to her people." And her gods return after your sister-in-law. Here you can see Naomi sincerely told Ruth to go back with their sister to their gods, to worship their gods. What a confusion.
十五节我们看到他不单单让俄尔巴回去，他也劝路德跟他一起回去拜他们的神。
Orpah and Ruth must have learned about the true God. And Naomi told them to go back to their own gods in Moab.
虽然俄尔巴跟路德认识了真神，但拿俄米反而要他们回去拜他们自己的偶像。
It was Naomi who taught Ruth and Orpah about the true God.
是拿俄米
God of Israel, so called in the ancient time.
教导他的媳妇来敬拜以色列的神。
But now he said, "Go back to your own gods." What a confusion!
但现在却教他的媳妇要回他的本国拜他们自己的神。
Maybe we can see, Naomi actually stumbled, Orpah.
因为可以说拿俄米让俄尔巴跌倒。
To some extent, of course, Orpah must also bear responsibility.
当然，俄尔巴自己也有责任。
So the point we're making is Naomi was very confused, a confused mind. And one a person with a confused mind cannot lead the church.
我们可以说，拿俄米他的脑筋糊涂的，这样的人不能够来带领教会。
It's true. It's not true.
是不是这样呢
？You teach people to be good, but you're not good. Is it not a confused mind?
你教导人家要做好行善，你自己没有做。
You teach Ruth and Orpah the one true God, and then they go back to your own gods. What a confusion!
你教导你的媳妇要拜认识真神，要现在要反而要他们回去拜自己的偶像。
We need to think about ourselves.
所以我们应该反省自己。
You think giving a sermon is very wonderful?
你能够讲道很好。
You're responsible for what you say.
你对所讲的有责任。
You must do what you say.
你要做你所说的。
It's not easy.
这个不容易。
Never say this. Never say this.
不要这样说。
What is this? 这是什么呢？ This is, you know, some people, I can hear some people. I heard somebody say that. I can speak, but I cannot do.But learn what I have told you, but do not learn my behaviors. On the pulpit hall, I was so shocked. I said, look, what are you talking about? Calm down.
就是他在台上说，你们要照我说的，但不要照我所做的。我说
said,
你怎么这样讲
？Please, if you talk like this, you will never preach on. You cannot preach like this.
如果你这样讲，你就不应该来。
If you cannot do it, you can ask her to help you to do it, but don't tell people.Don't learn from my behaviors, but learn from what I say. This is Pharisee, isn't it? Don't do that.
不要像法利赛人这样说他能够讲，但是不能做。
You can say, pray for me. What I have said, I hope I can do. I can do even much better. Pray for me. That is better, isn't it?
你可以说帮我祷告，让我所说的跟我所做的一样。
I heard this a few times, people preaching like this.
我也曾经听人有这样的说法，我非常的惊讶。
I heard people saying this. So I think he is very confused. Very confused. Such a person is confused. Was more confused than Naomi.
这样的人也是糊涂的，比拿俄米还糊涂。
I don't know why Naomi was so confused. I don't understand. Sometimes I think maybe it's to tell us, to teach us, make sure we don't learn from her.
或许。拿俄米的事情正是要教导我们不要跟他一样。
Definitely, I believe Naomi must be responsible to certain extent to cause Orpah to return to Moab land to worship idols.
所以拿
俄米 to certain extent
对俄尔巴回到他的本国去拜偶像也要负一部分责任。
Of course, Orpah of course should have be the more responsible person. They should have stood.Firm, like Ruth.
当然，俄尔巴他也要负责任，因为他应该要像拿俄米，像路德一样能够站得稳。
Naomi seemed to have also complained against God so much.
拿俄米他也抱怨神。
Verse 13,
十三节。
Would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands?No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. So she is now complaining against God. Complaining God. God is against me. In the first place, she actually, yielded to the husband, departing from the land of Judah for Moab. And now she complained.
她在那里, 埋怨神伸手攻击她, 她忘记是她跟丈夫离开了迦南地。
So when a person is confused, she always complains.
所以当一个人糊涂的时候, 她就是会抱怨。
When he is confused, he doesn't know his own mistakes, own problems or shortcomings, but only others.
当他抱怨的时候, 他只,
confused, when he is confused.
当他糊涂的时候, 他只是抱怨别人, 而不会想到自己。
He doesn't look at his own shortcomings.
他没有看到自己的缺点。
It's God who go against me.
他说神攻击我。
She did not think about why.
但他忘记了想想为什么。
Look at verse 20.
我们再看20节。
When she returned, what did she say?
她,
she said to the people of Bethlehem in verse 20.
在20节她对, 伯利恒的人说,
Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Another complaint.
他在这里又抱怨说, 不要叫我拿米, 叫我马拉, 因为全能者使我受了大苦。
Verse 21.
21节,
I went out full, haha, full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me an army? Since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? Complain. Huh? Went out full, now come back empty.
21节说, 我满满地出去, 主使我空空地回来。
Was it God's blessings?
是不是神没有祝福我?
Do you think it's good to depart from the church when there's a famine in the church?
当教会有饥荒的时候, 是不是就应该离开教会呢?
Naomi lost her husband, lost her two sons.
Naomi 失去丈夫, 失去两个儿子。
It is a consequence of departing from the promised land, Bethlehem, Judah.
这就是她离开应许之地, 迦南的后果。
Naomi had a lot of flaws, mistakes, shortcomings.
那Naomi有很多的缺点, 犯了很多的错误。
We are worse than her if we're not careful.
如果我们不小心, 我们会犯, 跟她, 或是比她更严重的错。
We can be confused.
我们有可能变得糊涂。
Because our direction, you know, is not clear.
因为我们的方向不清楚。
Our eyes are not fixed upon Jesus.
我们眼睛没有 看紧耶稣,
and because of this, then we can be confused by our surrounding of the world. You know, famine can cause us to be confused.
所以我们的环境使我们糊涂, 使我们遭遇的饥荒,
consequences can make us even more confused.
而那个后果使我们更加的看不清楚。
So let us not be a confused believer in the church.
所以不要做一个糊涂的信徒。
Otherwise we might stumble others as well, like all power stumble to go back to worship idols.
否则就会像, 尔巴一样, 再回去拜偶像。
Of course, God had mercy upon Naomi too.
当然神也怜悯Naomi。
From the fact that Orpah actually left her and go and went back to Moab, we can see a person's faith can be shaken if not truly rooted upon Jesus.
从厄尔巴回去他的本国去拜偶像, 可以让我们知道, 如果我们的信仰没有扎根, 我们也会离开神。
Naomi's obviously, you know, had some kind of similarly good points, merits too.
Naomi 有她的长处。
At least, she still remembered her hometown, Bethlehem, and had the urge to return.
她还没有忘记伯利恒她的故乡, 想要回来。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
一章的第六节。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord has visited his people, giving them bread. Verse 7.
七节.
Therefore she went out from the place where she was, and her two daughters with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. at least she had the mind to go back to her own hometown.
你至少还有心想要回到她的故乡。
No, you can see one or two members when they are angered in the church by some unspiritual people, they'll never come back.
有的信徒他们因为对教会里面不属灵的同龄生气，就从来再也不回来。
Some people leave the church for 20 years and they come back later.
有人离开教会二十年之后才再回来。
How sad that is.
那是很可惜的。
But after 10 years coming back, still a long time.
二十年之后回来还是一段很
长的时间。The reason for the comeback, of course, God now had been blessing the people of Judah.It was a famine, remember? Now she heard, oh, the land is being blessed by God.
原来有饥荒的犹大地现在得到神的祝福，所以他想要回去。
But some people don't want to come back to church after they have been offended, for example.
但是有人他们被人得罪了之后却不想再回到教会来。
They would rather continue to be in the land of Gentile, eventually would not see God.
他们宁愿在外邦人地方最后不能够见到神。
But so Naomi has got a good point here.
所以这是 Naomi 的一个长处。
She heard, she remembered, she took action, and with an urge to return.
她记得她的故乡，她想要回去，她也采取行动回去。
Here verse 6 says she had heard. Somebody must have talked to her.
因为她听到
了。Otherwise, she would not have heard.
表示有人告诉她。
In the same manner, when you see some people, when they have of spiritual famine in the church, they depart from the church, and then they, after they have heard, God is doing good, great things, you know, in the church. These people, they say, oh, it's okay. I rather love the world. This is very sad.
有人离开教会，然后别人告诉他说教会蒙神祝福，但是他说他还宁愿留在世界，这是很可惜的。
So maybe if we know some people who are drifting away from the Lord, we are responsible to tell them to come back to the Lord.
所以如果有人离开，我们应该赶快劝他回来。
This is a good point that we can learn from Naomi. She had an urge, a will to come back to the Lord.
这是 Naomi 的优点，她能够想要回到神的地方。
We need to help each other to return to the Lord all the more.
我们也必须要互相帮助来归回到神
那里。Another good point, of course, Naomi must have educated Ruth well about the true God.
Naomi 她教导路德认识神一定教得很好。
Otherwise, as we mentioned in chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, Ruth would not have said this. Very popular two verses in the book of Ruth.
一章十六节、十七节，路德就不会这样回答
他。Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people, my people. Your God, my God. Where you die, I die. Where I will be buried. This kind of message, very true, very clear. That Ruth knew the one true God.
这里路德所说的，表示他对神认识得很清楚。
How could a Moabite woman? Know about the one true God. It must be through Naomi. So Naomi must have done something good.
摩押的女子怎么会认识神？一定是 Naomi 教导她，而且教导得很好。
So in other words, sometimes we have to look at the good points of others, not just the bad points. Only this person may be very bad in many points, but don't look at his bad points. Look at his good points.
一个人，我们不要单看他的坏处，也要看他的好的地方。
If you look at the bad points of everybody.And no one is good in your eyes, then you will be isolated. You will be so alone, so lonely.
如果单单看人的坏处，没有看他的优点，那你会变得非常的孤单。
And unconsciously, you might think, I am the best. Unconsciously.
结果潜意识之下，你认为你是最好的。
Look at the good points of others.
看看别人的优点。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
339.
339首。
tears is too cold. Oh, don't you we can be more and more useful in the church.
让我们能够对教会有更多的用处。
Always think about the fact that our days in this world are not many.
我们能够活在世上的日子不是很多。
Really, not many. This time when I was in Africa, in two countries, and the people that we met a few months ago, last year, many of them died, including the members.
这是去非洲前几个月。见过的丛林当中有很多已经离世了。
They die very quickly.
他们很容易就去世。
Their lifespan, an average lifespan is about 48 years.
他们非洲人平均寿命只有48岁。
But thank God, some TJC members are living up to over 60, coming to 70.
但是我们真教会信徒有人活了60岁、70岁的。
But sometimes we think, some of them should go early.
但有些人他
That's what people say.
有些人说他们应该早点离开。
You know why?
为什么呢?
Because a few older ones are causing troubles in the church.
啊, 因为他们在教会里头,
I'm not joking, oh, this is the serious matter.
啊, 他们年长的反而在教会造问题。
Of course, that doesn't mean that we are like them.
啊, 当然不表示我们是思想跟他们一样。
But this time, Africa, one of the countries really bothered us so much.Disturbed us so much.
啊, 有一个,
grieved us so much.
有一个国家的地, 的信徒让我们非常的伤心。
Oh, we're sad. We cried.
啊, 我们这边流泪。
If you see the youngsters are growing up, working for God, how do you feel? You feel joyful and give thanks to God.
啊, 当你看到年轻人那边为神工作，你会觉得很快乐，很高兴。
It's only two or three of them. No, four of them.Baptized a long time ago. Not happy when they see the youngsters are taking a flight with us to go another country to preach. Why, you young man, going on a flight? I have not even gone on a plane yet. Oh, so sad.
啊，有三四个人，他们说，你们年轻人坐飞机啊，
去传福音，
去传福音啊，我连飞机都没有坐过。
You cannot interpret. We take them there because these youngsters can interpret for us. You cannot do it. So what's the problem?You want to go in the air but not in heaven? Ah, yeah.
那些人我们带去，因为他们可以替我们翻译。那么你愿意坐飞机而不愿意去天国吗？
The point we're making is this: as we grow older, be very careful. Be very careful.
所以我们
I'm getting older. That's why I'm advising myself as well.
我们年纪越来越大，应该更加小心。
But we have got many old people in the Truth of the Church. They are so wonderful in the Truth of the Church in many countries.
在我们在真教会的很多地方
，we love them so much.
很多人他们非常好。
I think we have to pray like this, so that we all can work together.
所以我们应该为他们祷告，所以都可以一起工作。
Not be confused like Naomi.
好，不要像拿俄米一样变成糊涂的人。
Let's pray.
咱们去祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
Just a closer walk with thee, grant you Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee, grant you Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Here.
You were talking.